the Chopping Channel, which is only half as long as the previous section, but twice as long as the one to come. So don't worry, there's plenty of music here for everyone. And in fact, don't miss out on our Chopped Music Salad-rama right now. Prices have been lower, never been lower. We've axed the competition over on the Avant-Garde channel. We're hopped up on four kinds of mints and ready to deal. This is the music you've been waiting for. Only the best bits fused into continuous streams of laminated collector's items. Music for all occasions and then some. Your choice, bridge only, chorus only, with words or without. This is music remade the way you always wished it could be. Don't waste any more time listening to the dull parts of music. We've cut out all the sonic fat and chopped the meat that's left into bite-sized nuggets you can digest on the run. Get in now. Use your axiomatic card. Well, we'll slice the terms any way you want. Flex gouge, stretch marks, or electronic simulaxidazical.
Right now, crunch time.
That's got to be a misprint. All right, all shipping via Trans-Europe Express or down a load from our exclusive Crap House Soft Stool. This is the Chopping Channel. Don't go away. Remember, 4 a.m., the Noise Barn.
You want what gives you that skip in your step, don't you?
What, the next one?
Entity.
Guess what? You're guaranteeing the Blastoise, and they see the Charizard PSA 9.
Sorry, here's the Blastoise.
$1,200. There's the Blastoise. Guess what?
Look how many bids. 13 bids. It started at 1 cent. Look at this. It went all the way up to...
Earlier tonight...
military simulations on it.
Music is like an art form. Why should I have to pay money to, like, view art?
Using computer programs with names like Napster and Audio Galaxy, students Justin Cram and Greg Kunit have access to millions of songs.
Alrighty, thank you for calling.
Yeah, Jim, I got to keep you up to date on all this stuff.
Take care, Tom.
Okay, yeah.
Bye-bye.
So it's $300. It essentially has the same equivalent power of a $500,000 computer from just 2 years ago. So it's really bringing an incredible level of power. Now, it's raw power, but what that power gets used for is to create three-dimensional images, sort of virtual worlds, is what we like to call them as a handle. It's been said by people in the field that you need to get a certain level of performance before a virtual image becomes indistinguishable from something you'd be seeing just with your own eyes, or with video, let's say. The difference between a video image and a computer-generated image.
This isn't that good yet, is it?
Well, depends on who you ask. I have seen some work that's been done with the PlayStation, some racing games, and the racing games look so realistic now that they have shades, light bouncing off of things, reflections, nice dirt, that if you don't look at it too closely, if you just look at it in passing, you might think it was just a NASCAR broadcast on some of the networks. But you realize that this is actually being created by the computer in real time.
Okay, that may be a...
That's why I used to be in radio school across the river when I was, you know, learning how to, you know, radio announcers.
I may get in trouble for doing this, I don't care.
Use the internet. People like myself don't use the internet.
So within 5 years' time, some parent will walk by the television set and go, is that live or is that PlayStation?
Downloading another 10 in a row now.
Music fans have converted those songs from CDs into computer files in a format called MP3.
Go, is that live or is that PlayStation? because we're just entering this incredible leapfrog performance where every year the video game platform will be 10 times faster than the video game platform that came out before it. And Sony's already announced something called the PlayStation 3 for 5 years from now, and they've promised that it'll be 1,000 times faster than this incredibly powerful computer.
That some speech sounds are of relatively long duration, and large portions of these sounds could be thrown away without destroying their intelligibility.
If you could make a tape of it and then burn a CD, I don't want to confess my ignorance about technology. I don't know if it's possible to burn a CD right off the air. I don't believe it is.
All right, let's go to our auxiliary studio and see if the weatherman is ready for another demonstration of how you, the hapless consumer, can produce your own music at no cost whatsoever at home with things you find around the house. Weatherman, are you there?
Exactly.
Weatherman, you're the now.
Auxiliary studio, please. Weatherman.
The KFTC or just make it payments.
British, that's is he there?
Send it down to KFTC.
Okay.
All right, Weatherman. What's next in the Weatherman's homemade music corner?
Well, this isn't exactly music. It's more...
We'll be the judge of that, Weatherman.
It's my laugh box that I've had since 1970.
Well, now, wait a minute, Weatherman. Does this mean that this is something that most people might not have around their house?
I don't know. I can't even remember where we bought it. But
what is a laugh box?
I'm looking at it, and it's ribbed.
I don't understand.
Oh, that. Yes, I have one of those.
So that we can play it on air. Because
it's actually got a little record inside, and it was an acoustic pickup.
Exactly. So
I think it actually for good publicity for the show.
I don't know if I'm going to make it
British
work
after
or not.
Give it a try. What have we got to lose?
Well, let me see if I can press the button here and make it go. I worked on it all day today. Got so hot, I got real frustrated, but it worked a while ago.
Yes, this is one we hadn't planned on. I hadn't heard about this.
Darn, I can't get anything. Here we go.
All I hear is the background.
There it goes. A 1970 laughing box.
Well, that's sort of like... very, very similar to the remote deal. Actually,
sounds pretty tired. That machine's worked for a long, long time.
David, your hair is so long. His hair.
That's all.
Well, that's all, folks.
Does anybody have a laugh box? Maybe they can call in and play it.
Let's find out. Another
right
duet
now
with the Weatherman. Get out your ribbed laugh box.
It doesn't have ribs. What are you talking about?
Oh, well,
that's
sure
what Velma said.
I saw it. I know it does. Uh-oh, there's someone
right
cooing into the phone.
Good hello.
Speaker and RCA connectors.
Basically, start
wait
from
a
the
minute
beginning of your thought, please.
You're being lost. You'll need to start over.
Start from the beginning of your thought, please.
Toroid output and power transformers.
Okay.
Torrid
that
transformers.
That doesn't sound like the beginning of a thought to me.
While they're thinking, I'm going to adjust my sound here.
And I'm going to get another caller in here, just to liven up the situation. Good hello, you're on the Chopping Channel with the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner.
Good hello to you. I've come from outer space and went back to the planet Vegador on a mission to find ribbed laugh boxes. By coincidence, I happen to be listening on many of millions of different channels to the radio station KPFA.
But do you have one that you could play right now?
What exactly is this ribbed laugh box all about?
Well, it's got a little record inside. I had to take it all apart today. It's like an acoustic pickup, just like Thomas Edison had.
only it laughs.
Yeah, it's actually a recording of somebody laughing. And it's got a little steel needle and a little, almost like a speaker. And it just, you press this button here and it just goes. I'm going to try it again.
That's amazing. And
basically,
it's just barely going.
I'll be happy to hear that.
That's the motor you hear going. It's struggling. I can barely make it go. It's real old. Can't seem to get it to go.
Basically...
I think it broke. I can't get it to go.
Men and boys. Why don't you keep some shit about the kids?
You know, I've been having bad alien luck all day.
Something breaks. I think the needle came off the record.
Yeah, basically. Now,
there it goes.
I have a few questions for you. Now, say, if you had a slave, and your slave was working very hard, and it's so good to improve your store of, let's say, coal from the coal mines, and you had a choice. To feed this man, or perhaps to beat him with the regular daily beatings.
British, that's for sure.
Do you have a laugh box?
I don't have a laugh box, but I have my remote hooked up to the communications receiver.
Well...
We're done with that now. No, that's completely over.
You can't do it?
That's completely over. That was last hour.
Heck.
See if I can rework it into a laugh box.
All right.
It
was my idea. I'd let you do it.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, several people have contributed and would like to be thanked, first of all, and I'll clarify this perhaps at some point in the future, but I want to thank Dave Emery from Negative Land. Is that what he said? Yeah, that's what I said. Negative Land is a sort of sound collage group or configuration that have a number of CDs out. Some of the members hold forth on the KPFA, on the Over the Edge program, late on, actually technically it's Friday morning. And they have a Dave Emery character on Negative Land. So thanks and a tip of the hat to Dave Emery from Negative Land.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
Well, it would appear that the weatherman's box is trying hard to be funny, but doesn't seem to be laughing at all. If it's like funny, it's making a very, very good clicking sound.
Excuse me, I've completely lost track here, Dave. Is the weatherman now completed with the weatherman's homemade music corner?
Well, I want to try to make it go one more time, if it will.
This is the ribbed laugh box from 1971.
The stylus actually goes within the ribs. I think I hear it coming on.
Yeah, it's trying to work. I can't seem to hold the button down right.
That's the same year the Marlin came out. I wish Dick Goodbody was here.
Uh-oh, there it goes. Oh, yeah. You get a very good wow and flutter. You shake it up a little bit like that. I see you doing very, very good. Very good.
Well, I don't.
That's all.
Well, you heard him. That's all. That is all for this hour in the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner. Tune in. We'll have a brand new device that you can find around your own home and make music just like we do.
Say, Bud. Bud.
Yes.
What do we have lined up to present as an offering to the next group of listeners?
Well, I have some meat we could burn.
Well, that'll be all right. Not in any kind of creative design.
Oh, you mean the tickets?
Yes, they will go, they will go, they will go, they will go, they would go. And please, when it sells out, there'll be nothing I can do to help you go for it.
Don't
make that clear.
Let this go by.
Look at this. Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Listen to this. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Very good. Why? Because it has every color of the rainbow. Yes, these multicolored tickets will be available in just a few minutes. Tickets to the Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner. Yes, you can get in and witness the Weatherman making music with home utensils yourself here in person live, just like he does it. You can watch him poke his little ribbed laugh box, or you can... don't make me laugh. I'm sorry. We're done with that. As the weatherman said, that's over. The laugh box is over.
Bud, can you put the weatherman's mic up?
He had his own mic. He hasn't been using one in the past. If he needs one now.
Well, yeah.
All right, there you are. Little
can
reverb.
Can I have a little club soda? Do you have the music for it or not?
Uh-oh, now wait a minute.
We have a very, very special club soda break.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
No, not a word.
All right, well.
Weatherman, we can do a club soda break, but it's going to be a very special club soda break tonight.
Is it going to be a little bit or?
No. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a surprise. A surprise special ticketless club soda break tonight, Weatherman.
So it'll be a little while yet?
We could do it pretty soon.
I think we can do it right away.
First I have to go in and explain it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm putting something in this machine here. The microphone won't work until I do this.
All right. Go right ahead. But don't break anything. This isn't our station. We're just renting
this
it for the
night. This is my machine I'm talking about, not the station.
Okay.
And now.
Don't touch anything. Don't plug anything
into
anything.
Yeah, you can probably hear me again now.
All right.
Very good.
The mothership.
I need to adjust my sound a little more. It's still a little bit too loud.
Now.
Whoops. Let's see. Bring this down a little more right here, maybe.
One of the things I really love and admire about the Weatherman is that every time we get together, I get to see more plastic bags in one place than I've ever seen before.
Yes, I have plastic bags that go all the way back to 1965.
No kidding. Yes. That is truly amazing.
Same year the Marlin came out.
Fantastic. Your body is not you.
All right, I better come in and explain this year's Club Soda Break to you, Weatherman. It's all new, all fresh, all clear, all sparkling.
You mean I can't just drink it?
Yes, you can, but there's a little extra added thing here. Now, you hang on. I'll be right in there.
All right.
I'm going to walk the line right into your little auxiliary studio.
Okay. It's all right.
Betty, are we locking them up on the phones yet? Because if not, we must have to...
I'm real.
Okay. It seems to be working okay. Is he actually coming in here?
I think he is, and here he comes right now.
Damned.
It's actually Bud Good stepping out of character and into a new character. I see there's something in his hand.
Oh, I don't know.
You're the controller, aren't you?
I don't know.
No, it's up. It's up, Bud.
Yeah, I can hear the foam making a funny noise here. It's on.
Up.
Coffee.
itching to have some of my club soda. It was really hot in Martinez today. And beat Buddy two times. Okay.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everything has been set up properly for this all-new Club Soda break. Now, let me turn the mic over to our regular Club Soda staff announcer here at UMN, Mr. Waxley Molding.
Well, thank you, Bud. This is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer for the Weatherman's Club Soda Break. Now, before we get into tonight's Club Soda Break, I'd like to say a few words about the long tradition of Club Soda Breaks here on the Over the Edge program. As you regular listeners know, whenever the Weatherman's here on the show, he will take a Club Soda Break. And that generally involves Altoid mints. Yes, Altoid mints, which he will put in his mouth and then suck Club Soda up through a straw, over the little Altoid mints, and down his gullet, creating a very, very stimulating sensation in his mouth. Well, tonight, we decided to test the Weatherman with some all-new mints. Yes, that's right, we have different kinds of mints, a whole range of mints. We have Blitz Citrus Orange, Mentos Cool Chews, Icebreakers, Vela Mints, Chocolate Mints, folks, and the usual Altoids. So, we'll begin now. Weatherman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? The microphone is in the glass now.
All right, and you're going to pour some of that delicious soda into that glass.
Let me open it now.
And as soon as I hear that pouring, I will start the club soda music.
Okay, do you hear that little hiss?
Here it comes.
Okay.
Here it comes. And we're off. We're off on another club soda break with the Weatherman. And now, this is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer, with the all-new mint test. Weatherman, which one are you going to try first?
Okay, I think I'm going to try these little... What's it called? Citrus Orange.
Citrus Orange Blitz brand.
It says, what's this other word? It says Splenda. Boy, that's kind of funny. Let me take a little sip of club soda first.
Clear the palate, as always. Get those taste buds perking up.
Okay, I'm going to open these Blitz.
Okay, here comes the first test mint. A Blitz Citrus
I'm trying
Orange.
To open it, it won't open.
And he can't
there
get
it
open. That
there
does not bode well for Blitz.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, they're cute little things, little white things. They look like little eggs.
All right, now are we ready for our first sipping?
Let me put it in my mouth.
He's putting it in his mouth. Do you put it under your tongue or to the side of your tongue, or do you put
Actually,
it on top of your tongue?
On top of my tongue, or my upper teeth are kind of touching it from the back.
Okay, holding it in place as that liquid passes by, correct?
Okay, I'm going to... Ooh, this is a nice combination. This is kind of orangey, and my club soda is blackberry flavored.
Oh, wow. This should be hot. Here we go. Weatherman now sipping clear, sparkling club soda and getting high already. Listen to those sucking sounds as that pure, sparkling, bubbly water passes over that
Blitz chew up
mint.
This Blitz a little bit. It's really hard, but it sure has a nice flavor.
Break it up more surface area to catch that club soda and dissolve as it goes
but
by.
I might even buy some of these myself. This orange and the blackberry go good together.
Terrific. Well, let me know when it's gone, and we will start with our next
mint test.
Let me chew it up. It's really hard. I don't want to swallow it. I want to savor it.
The weatherman enjoying this quite a bit. Some whole new tastes and flavors coming at his mouth.
I'll drink the last of this little bit now. Oh, a nice burst of mint.
Two dregs of club soda.
Now, that was great. That was really good. Right. I didn't even choke this time.
Now, remember the sensation and the quality of the sensation and the level of the sensation, because when we're all done, you're going to have to decide which mint won the club soda break.
Yeah. I've opened the microphone in the glass again, so I'm going to pour a little more into the glass.
Now, what will be your next mint?
Let's see. I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to take this out of the glass for a minute. I'm going to go with the Mentos, I think, this next time.
Mentos.
Okay, I'm going to put the thing back in the glass again. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Cool Chews, they're called. Cool Chews.
Okay.
This is very exciting. There goes that club soda into that glass, over that microphone. Healthy dose tonight.
Okay, that's enough.
That should be enough.
All right, let me get out a cool chew here.
Here comes the cool chew.
Oh, boy, I almost fell on the floor. These are much better.
Oh, don't start me laughing again, weatherman.
Okay.
It's in his mouth. There it is, the patented weatherman technique on top of the tongue, held tight, held firm with the teeth.
Yeah, my then upper teeth. It's right behind my...
Right behind his upper teeth. Then the straw, and that delicious, clear, sparkling club soda.
Here I go.
Pouring through that straw like a sewer pipe right into his mouth. There he is, the famous choke. Now the laugh, as the patented ingredients of Cool Chews start to hit the neurons of his brain. On fire now. There's the laughing, choking combo.
Oh, this is soft. It got real soft. I can chew this one up. I thought it was going to be real hard. It's nice and soft.
They don't call them Cool Chews for nothing, weatherman.
Let me chew it up a little bit.
He's chewing now, exposing more of the interior of the Cool Chew to the sparkling soda.
That's pretty nice. Okay, I'm going to drink the rest of this little bit of club soda here.
Here comes the rest of the club soda, downed in one final suck. There it goes, across the tongue, taking little particles of Cool Chew with it.
I think you're right. I'll swallow the whole thing whole.
Combining into a fantastic taste combo in the mouth. There it is. He's just about done.
All right. What should I try next here?
And his next mint, making the decision now, very difficult. Will it be Icebreakers? Will it be Velements Chocolate Mints?
Yeah, think for a minute. I gotta
Only
pour the...
Only the weatherman can tell at this point.
I'm gonna pour the next dose of club soda before I decide.
Preparing now, his next glass of club soda, all ready for that next mint test. There it goes. Listen to that carbonation as it hits that glass surface. All the little bubbles bursting with well, what's inside those bubbles anyway?
I think it's carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide bursting forth into the glass as the club soda hits the surface and smashes all its little bubbles.
These Velements Chocolate Mints.
Now bring that music down there. That's better. We want to hear every single nuance of every single drink. Which mint is it going to be?
Can't get the box open. It's the Velements Chocolate Mints.
The Velements Chocolate Mints.
This could be pretty good.
This is something brand new. I don't think we've seen chocolate mints before, but they're here now. Because there is no
end to mint inventiveness.
I think I got it now. Okay, these are nice. They're all kind of brown.
Well, of course they're brown. They're chocolate.
Okay, I'm going to put one in my mouth.
There it is, set in place, held in firmly with the teeth, the tongue quivering, waiting for that first suck.
Could you hold up a minute? I haven't even got it in my mouth yet.
Well, I'm
getting ahead of everything here. Let me put it in.
Trying to prime the audience.
I know.
For the moment that club soda starts.
Okay, it's in my mouth now.
All right, he has the mint in. And here comes the club soda.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I might buy some of these, too.
There it is. His first suck across the chocolate velament. Oh, look at him quiver. Oh, all sorts of unusual facial expressions on this one. The patented choking, the sucking, the choking, the laughing, all coming together much more rapidly than usual.
Oh, this is really nice. This broke up a different way in my mouth.
He is impressed with the velvet.
It all broke up real fast and dissolved. Now,
let me
mix some club soda with it real quick here.
More clear, sparkling club soda.
Yeah, I just made chocolate club soda. That was great. That was really good. Let me finish it off here.
And there it is. The chocolate velvet and club soda combo.
Okay, well, that was pretty nice.
All right, I hope you're keeping in mind, Weatherman, which one is winning.
Well, I have to try them all.
There's nothing left but the icebreakers and the Altoids, of course.
And I've got two varieties of Altoids.
Two kinds of Altoids tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, did he come prepared.
Okay, how do I open this damn thing?
Opening the icebreaker tin now.
Icebreaker plastic, really.
A plastic tin, that's correct.
I wonder if I'm going to get this, if I'm going to dump this all over the floor.
Well,
there it goes. I think I got one now.
Slight delay here.
I got it in my hand.
All right, he has
it
out now.
It's a little white pill with little green dots all over it.
Little white pill. Probably the smallest of all the mints, wouldn't you say, Weatherman?
No, actually, the first ones I tried, the
Blitz.
Orange Blitz.
Citrus orange,
they were
yes.
the smallest. Okay,
right.
I think I'm going to set this down and pour the next glass of club soda. I had to burp there. Did you hear that? Okay, I got a hit of myself here. Yeah, you probably did. Don't get so close.
And now, pouring that club soda into that mic'd glass, all that carbon dioxide swirling around in the glass, ready to go right up his nose.
Where else do you think it's going to go?
Frankly, I'm not so sure about these rock-like mints.
Okay.
Very painful
to rub into the
mouth.
Let's have no kibitzing until the weatherman has completed the mint test.
Well, you should see us
cool
all in here. We're just aghast.
Yes, the weatherman's club soda break is a gas. A carbon dioxide-filled fun time for all. Well, have you got it?
This kind of makes me feel funny. These are weird. What a funny flavor.
Anybody who would eat as many mints as you just have in rapid succession would...
Probably it's mixing with the other ones, although it's been a couple minutes.
Can imagine it would feel funny.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to sip some club soda now.
Here it
comes. With the icebreaker.
With the icebreaker. There's the sip. One of the longest sips tonight. Swirling it around now in his mouth. Over the icebreaker, down the gullet, look out stomach, here it comes.
Oh, I don't like this one so well.
Ooh, he doesn't like the icebreaker.
It's got kind of a chemical taste.
Kind of a chemical taste. Whoa.
Let me chew it up.
He's chewing now.
But it's real hard, too.
It's real hard.
I'm gonna sip a little more.
He's
real strong, though.
Up
boy,
soda
almost...
now.
It's kind of got a salty character to it. You can imagine that.
An icebreaker.
It's a little bit salty almost.
It's a little bit salty. Oh, here comes the rest of that club soda. Sparkling dissolving that icebreaker and causing the weatherman to gag and choke and then laugh. Oh, that was a good one.
God. Seems to have actually sprayed across the studio wall.
No, I hope not.
Spray. Stunning. There's a small orange and black wax across the window.
Still drinking, still dissolving. There it is. Carbon dioxide and icebreakers going to the brain faster than cocaine.
Boy, that's kind of like taking dope or something. That was really strange.
All right. Now, I guess you're going to try...
I almost feel a little bit gothic.
I know you've often said...
That's a weird feeling.
You've often said that Altoids are the best mint. Well, tonight we're going to find out. After trying all these brand new
mints... Keep in mind,
mints,
I've got two varieties of Altoids.
All right, which one are you going to try first?
I'm
going to
try the wintergreen first, but am I going to get this other one out of my mouth, this other flavor?
Your other Altoid would be a peppermint.
Yes, the red container, but I'm going to try the blue container, which is the wintergreen.
Have you ever gone so far as to put one of each in your mouth at the same time?
No, do you want me to do that?
I think we could get out of this club soda break faster if you did them both together.
Well, let me pour the next amount, because I'm actually, this is just about right for this
bottle. Watch out, that is going to rock your mouth.
Okay, I'm going to pour it into the glass, and I got to turn it low.
Here comes the club soda refill. Once again, loading up for this final test. Listen to that carbon dioxide-filled liquid. And
again,
the final little fizz signaling the end of this pour.
Now I'm going to get a regular Altoid out of the red container.
This will be spearmint and peppermint together in the same mouth at the same time with sparkling club soda.
Did you say spearmint? It's wintergreen.
Wintergreen. I'm sorry, weatherman.
Okay.
I'm really, really sorry.
Not a problem. Okay, now I'm going to get the wintergreen one out.
Please forgive me.
I just did. It's okay. Whoops. What's going on here? Okay. The wintergreen ones feel a little different.
Please hurry. My tape is running out.
Okay. Tape.
All right. He's ready.
Let me kind of mix the... Oh, what a funny flavor.
He's ready. He's got them in his mouth now.
What funny, weird
two
flavor.
Mints at the same time, held down by one row of teeth.
But it's more mild than the... And that's what I like. It's a little more mild.
Well, that's what we're going to find out, which you like better.
And this mixture is pretty nice. It's strange. I'm going to have some strange dreams after this with all these mint flavors. Okay.
Now, here comes the club soda.
Alright.
Here it is. The double mint stuff. He had a slight throwback there. A gag. And now the laugh. Oh my god, the weatherman must be so high by this time that his judgment could be off. But we'll find out when he's
done. Let me chew these up now.
He's starting to chew them, of course. After that first drink, you want to break them up and then let the club soda dissolve all the little particles.
Yeah, this is nice. This is not...
This is nice.
Not so strong as those others.
Not so strong, he says. There's another big sip. That's a big one. Listen to that go down. Oh, an especially bubbly laugh from the weatherman now. Those two Altoid mints combining in a very peculiar way. with the club soda, making a combination that just can't be beat. But maybe it can. Maybe in the end, he'll think one of the other mints was better. That's what's so exciting about this very special club soda break.
I just finished it.
All right.
It's looking good, and I feel a lot better now.
We have now completed the first annual Weatherman Club Soda competition. Mint competition.
In my 20 years of broadcasting, I have never seen so much sorbitol in one place. I hope I never, ever do again.
I can tell you which one I hated.
All right, now let me go
Let's guess.
The Weatherman tried the Blitz Citrus Orange.
Yep.
He tried the Mentos Cool Chew. He tried the Icebreakers, and he tried the Velements Chocolate Mints, and he tried two kinds of Altoids together at the same time.
In fact, I think I can even tell you in order of which ones I like.
All right, we're going to have one through five, or six.
Okay.
So we'll count the two as one, making it one through five, all right? Number one, what is the very best mint to take with Club Soda Weatherman?
Well, no surprise, it is the Altoids, absolutely, by a long shot.
I should have known.
And both flavors work nicely, too.
Both flavors of Altoids.
The wintergreen and the regular ones.
Hands down or hands up, would you say?
Oh, way up.
All right, hands up. And so that's number one. Number two, though, if you can't find Altoids, what would you choose?
They're all so awful, everyone.
Citrus Blitz, I think.
Citrus of Orange Blitz.
Yeah, where it says Splenda.
That would be your number two mint.
Yeah, they weren't too bad. They mixed well with the blackberry flavor in the Calistoga Club soda.
Excellent. And number three?
It'd have to be the Velements Chocolate
Mint. Chocolate Mint? Well, I'm a little surprised. I would have put them lower.
What was that all about?
But the Velements Chocolate Mints came in third as a desirable combination with club soda. Now,
there is nothing even remotely desirable about that.
That would make your Icebreakers number five.
Oh, about the Mentos.
Oh, the Mentos.
They were after the chocolates.
That's right. So they would be number four?
Yeah.
All right, you have Blitz, Velements, Mentos, and your Icebreakers coming in.
Yeah, the Icebreakers were
pathetic last.
Not good at all. I didn't like them.
Those were the ones with the chemical taste. That's right. Well,
but of course,
there
the
you
Altoids
have
were best.
There you have it. The Weatherman's Club Soda Contest. And
can I keep all these mints?
Yes, you can, Weatherman. You can keep them all. Do what you will with them. They've been touched now, and we cannot share.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was very enjoyable.
Yes, it was. And for all our listeners, I'm sure it was, too. And this is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer, saying so long from another Weatherman Club Soda break. Join us again next time, won't you?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
And for the grown-ups, there's Canada Dry Mixers, ginger ale, club soda, quinine water.
Make life more fun
with Canada Dry.
For everyone,
there's Canada Dry.
The sparkling, flavorful, quality drink
made by Canada Dry. America's first family of beverages.
Ask me that question. It proves that you care, the way my father cares, and I love my father dearly. In fact, I love everybody, and that's why I'm called Margie Swiss Cheese. I adopted this name professionally one night in Mexico City. I had been to a psychedelic bullfight, one in which the bull had been given LSD. It was lovely. The bull just floated into the arena. There was an ethereal quality in the way he charged.
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
We're leading up to what I hope will be a very exciting moment on the Chopping Channel. Maybe Bud doesn't even know about this, but sometime after 3 o'clock, we're going to be ready to auction off a very rare opportunity here on the Chopping Channel. We're to auction to the highest bidder a 1-minute and 10-second amalgamation of truly the greatest vocal group to ever have been concocted in the United States, the Swingle Singers. So we'll take the highest bid when that recording plays. Sell this very, very rare and unique Swingle Singers compendium recording to the first person who can bid above the minimum. So we'll get to that shortly. KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, you are listening to The Chopping Channel.
It's hard not to hear this kind of description and just be knocked out and by the sort of gee whizness of it all.
They were shouting, Olay, Olay, and the bull just emitted love.
Stay tuned for even better bargains on the Chopping Channel.
This is something that is the biggest blowout.
Can we learn the lessons of colony world wars by enacting it alone? We're changing those rules when you sprinkle a fairy dust of inactivity onto a toy that enters this weird sort of middle state between living and dead.
Which can be sent over the internet and then played, either on a computer or on a portable player similar to a walker.
Napster, very quiet in the arena.
This was, we've had some great things. We've had some rare things. We've had some gem mints and ancient muse. I'm sorry. I have never and will never be on the air for an item. I can tell you this again.
Custom knives that literally are right direct from the factory to you.
Children will simply accept that as the way the world is.
With a certainty. This is an item that I feel confident telling you.
People are buying these in four sets.
Beautiful Jim Torch Manhattan materials, spackler spacers with trimmings done in beautiful brass. The serpent's coming off of each end of the guard, the dragon head pommel. 14 inches, 17 inches, 18 inches, 20 inches is on this one. 22 inches, reaching lengths up to 53 inches, 25 inches, and coming to you with top grain leather. 36 inches, our blade is taking a look right now. Up to a whopping 53 inches. That's the hard pommel. That's the Osback. The triple cap left in Devastator. You get the Sioux Warrior, the Avenger. You're getting it on the Ranger Bowie. You're also receiving the Warthog. You're getting in on the Aggressor. Plus, we've got the Crusader, the Flying Flame Bowie. We've got in this set the Sultan Warrior 3 trimmed in gold, the CSA Bowie. You're getting in on the Sultan Warrior in Greenbone, the first edition. Be sure to compare apples to apples to apples and oranges. If I owned the hobby shop, you know what I'd be doing right now? To oranges.
And the Neo is just peaked.
But I can tell you right now, no way, no where, no how. Plus, the gator bait, the single humper, and over on the side, the scorpion skinner.
I can't see anything else right out of order. It's like that old beer commercial, which wasn't true because I thought there was better beer than old Milwaukee, which I think it was.
You are going to be getting. This was a 10.
Up on top, where you're tossing in the massive 25-inch Dragon Master Buoy. Look at this incredible item. Plus, this item easily in retail stores is going to run you about $79.95. Look at the gorgeous tool work. We're giving you a katana. File work done down the spine. A gorgeous katana. Now, of course, it does bear a couple of my fingerprints, but as you can very well see, that is a full-length practice piece. Just a little cleaning of the blade. Let me clean those fingerprints off, and let me show you that mirror polished blade.
Let me tell you something right now, how crazy this deal is.
By the way, a PSA 10. But guys, you have to understand, you are getting 9 or better.
That you're going to be proud of. Well, this was in this set, and this was in this set.
Now, we're going to make available in this collection an item that we sold
bus cap.
Hundreds upon hundreds of.
But they very seldom are, we're very seldom able to remake a collection. Now, you're wondering, and it's done with the Frostwood spacer. About the size of these knives. A multicolored wood spacer. You are going to start out with brass, with the Scorpion Skinner being the smallest frame in here, and of course featuring the Sioux Warrior, and it's about 7 inches. Inflicted on the pommel itself. Then we jump up to 12 inches. A great knife. 14 inches. Very usable frame. 17 inches, but yet 18 inches. We have literally been forced to place the clock upon this collection. 20 inches. We are less than 1 per state available. 22 inches. If you get a lot, I will step out on a limb and say that if you act within the next few minutes, 25 inches. This is a set that everyone's rushing to get in on the 36 inches. Now, our full lines are on the bag. Use our automated service when at all possible. Up to a whopping 53-inch overall length. Don't miss your opportunity and your last view. Of course, be sure to compare the nation today. Apples to apples, and that oranges to oranges. Oh, let me change that. But I can, the most premium, tell you right now, trapper, no way, nowhere, no how. It's featured with the Millennium's Tang stamp. Look at this incredible item by Chase Double X. This item easily, and it is a beautiful bow tie shield. In retail stores, going to run you about $79.95 on this burnt orange bone. Look at the gorgeous tool work, file work done down the spine. Beautiful jig, torch, bone, handle material, stack later, spacers. Now, of course, it does bear a couple of my fingerprints. Yeah. Trimmings done in beautiful brass. The serpent's coming off each end of the guard, the dragon head. But as you very well see, I got the axe back. The triple cap lifting devastator. You get the Sioux Warrior, the Avenger. You're getting in on the Ranger Bowie. You're also receiving the Warthog. You're getting in on the Aggressor. Plus, we've got the Crusader, the Flying Flame Bowie. We've got in this set the Sultan Warrior 3, trimmed in gold, the CSA Bowie. You're getting in on the Sultan Warrior in green bone, the first edition, plus the Gator Bait, the Single Hopper, and over on the side, the Scorpion Skinner.
In terms of electronics, 1975 stuff would be right next to Fossils.
We are hoping, we are praying.
And I remember turning to my mother and saying, Mama, Mama, if only Ernest Hemingway could be here now.
The Sword of Light.
Go, Conflicts. Billions. I couldn't even begin to count. Just like molecules, everywhere. And the problem is sorting them out. Margie Swiss cheese says, watch your step. And that's what I say to the world which I love. Because there's something lurking around every corner that can really do you in bad. Unless you are on your toes 24 hours a day, which is impossible.
The Sword of Light. The Sword of Light. And the tale of the Sword of Ancients. And the tale of the Sword of Ancients. It tells you, it says, in the beginning of things in ages past, there were the Aneth, masters of flesh, fire, and steel, who forged the elements of which the land of Amon was made. The firstborn to Amon were the ancient ones who harnessed the elements and were experts in all crafts and the arts and were rulers of all life below them. Other races followed through the ages and thereupon Amon was filled with many strange creatures of different forms. When men and beasts came into the world, the ancient ones proposed to have dominion over them, hence they commanded the dark elves, dwellers of the underworld. The dark elves, dwellers of the underworld.
Which is impossible.
Create the 10 swords of Amon, which were forged of secret alloys and temperaments known only to them. Each sword was bequeathed its own special power by the Aneth, but the last sword, Anathar, was the strongest and held a link to all the others. When together, the 10 swords allowed the Aneth control over all living things in Amon. And the story goes on, I mean,
I got a note last night from a friend of mine. He writes in his note that he's afraid of what he might have to do in order to save his reality.
Trust is the biggest pitfall in the world as far as Margie Swiss cheese is
concerned.
Believe
me, I would love everybody to get as many tens as possible, but you are definitely getting nines or betters.
Trust your father or anyone, and you put yourself in a position to have the holy ego knocked out of you.
And it might be better to leave these big sounds completely intact.
This isn't something that they have to fantasy about. This isn't just something that's being projected onto the doll. Let me make something clear. It's important to be able to use that imaginative projection. We're not going to get rid of inanimate toys, but we're also creating this new middle ground of semi-animate toys.
The Furby isn't alive, but it's sort of alive.
And so when the child sees that and just accepts that as part of the way the world works, as that child grows up, they're going to expect that from the environment.
It's alive the way a Furby is alive.
Really, the vast sort of networkization of the world in the late 20th century and the early 21st century, and the fact that the material world is being infused with all sorts of technology designed to help it monitor and help it respond to us, means that the kids are really growing up in a world that will be sort of Furby-like.
Not the way an animal is alive.
And that will have its own needs, but it will also have this desire to interact with us.
The Furby is alive because I love it. These new toys have agendas of their own. And it should have arms because it might want to hug me. That is to say, this is the first generation growing up with toys that need to be nurtured. The Furby is sort of alive that demand to be nurtured because it knows things in order for the child to get any gratification for the toy. But it's not alive. In other words, even a Tamagotchi, a Furby, very simple, the way a professional toy person is alive. The child needs to take care of, feed, clean up after, amuse. They are struggling, or in a sense that the toy is punishing of the child, to find a way to sort through.
Although maybe it's not such a bad thing to teach children to be more nurturing. I mean, if that's what it takes to relate to these new toys.
Presenting an inanimate object as though it were a pet. The ways in which this object is clearly lifelike. To teach children to nurture their real biological objects. They're struggling to find new ways of thinking about life and not life that seems to me to have the question take into account quite a bit backwards, the new kinds of objects they're presented with. If children are nurtured, the toys are a place where children work out their feelings themselves. And all of these toys that present the child with the toys agenda don't give the child that full range.
13-year-olds own $200 Kate Spade handbags.
So the child, for example, will start to engage in a kind of free play.
In many ways, people buy things in order to be a part of the time in which they live.
With the Furby.
You have to buy the game pieces to play the game.
But then the Furby will say what it wants. I certainly see a lot of adults playing with Sony's Ivo dog and relating to it as though it were a dog.
We live in a time that has a lot of advances technologically.
And the reasons that this happens is because we are programmed as biological creatures to respond to certain kinds of interactive cues.
If you don't have a cell phone, if you don't have a fax machine, if you don't have a VCR or a camera, if you don't have the newest thing in biomedicine, you're not living.
As though we are in the presence.
In the time in which you are living, actually, your lifetime, you're not experiencing these things.
Of a kind of kindred other, a pet or another person.
Having a cell phone gives me a chance to tune into what's happening in the world around me.
So, for example, in 10 or 20 years, as you projected out, robots that follow our eye movements, robots that relate to us through gesture and through tone, will be very common. And it's going to be very hard for people not to experience them as having a consciousness, as having feelings and sensibilities, even if we know intellectually that they don't.
Huh.
I can't afford a boat. I can't afford
what kind of a person you are.
But there are certain things that I can afford that give me an experience that is part of the consciousness that I live.
If you are a very sensitive person, Margie Swiss Cheese would advise you not to trust anybody.
The cost of using a computer is so high that computer-produced time-compressed speech would be too expensive to be practical.
Kenny, our phones are busy, busy, busy.
Margie Swiss Cheese is Buddha.
Margie Swiss Cheese is our problem.
Margie Swiss Cheese.
Don't trust anybody. I shall give you my sensitivity.
I agree, but, you know, I'm just saying that how far is it going to go? I mean, until it gets so obscene that people, you know, normal people have to turn their heads. They can't stand to look at this.
Idiotic segments I've ever listened to in radio anywhere.
And think about a new age.
Well, I think it's just about that time to. You've got another home demo coming up in 40 minutes. Probably not very many.
British, that's for sure.
Exactly. So
we're just having a little kind of behind the scenes over here right now. Weatherman and Bud Good are trying to figure out what the next installment that we're going to offer you to, as a comparison, a home comparison, would be. And there's lots of gesturing, lots of pointing. All sorts of things. There's Prel shampoo. Why, there's, well, I'm just describing what's going on. Bud Good's got his customary Frappuccino, which is not for sale. Well, one mic's on. I think a little bit of you is being picked up, but not very much. He'll live, he says. I'll just relay what you're saying. He's going to get back to the cockpit now, and while we're at it, I guess we'll read the... Well, that's we are selling, and it's good when the manager steps in to remind us of how well we're doing. And, you know, this is not sort of any creative design. You know, it will go, it will go, it will go, it will go. And right now, this is crunch time. This is crunch time. Why? Because this next piece that we're going to offer you has every color of the rainbow. Every one. And you know how that makes you feel. How it makes me feel. It's a good feeling. We're going to listen to this Swingle Singers cut-up piece. And the first caller at 510-848-4425 who can bid reasonably over $299.95 for this very precious one-of-a-kind piece. We'll get this item, and we'll see how high we can go. It's 3:19 a.m., and it's really tough to get the highest bidders, but I know it's just a beautiful, 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 beautiful piece, and I congratulate you if you order it.
No, they've authorized a sequel.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. But this is it. Ba da 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 ba That's right. It's screaming in value. It is screaming in value. And please, when it sells out, there's nothing any of us can do to help you go for it. So let's go. 510-848-4425. Let's go. $299.95. It's a brilliance that is absolutely beyond compare. Wouldn't you agree, Wobbly? Well, I could see the pained look on your face, which clearly indicates that you share the same feelings. The phones are not lighting up. This is tragic. This is a very, very serious tragedy. But we're working hard at it. 510-848-4425 on the Chopping Channel. And maybe you're somebody that works 9 to 5 in the office. And you want what gives you that skip in your step. And you can have it. At 848-4425 for just a minimum bid of $299.95. Exclusive jet black hair people swingle singers cut up for you. Available on a format of your choice. $299.95. Right now, this is crunch time. This is crunch time. Right now. 510-848-4425. Why? Because, like we said before, it has every color of the rainbow. Look at this, 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 look at this. Listen to this. It's getting a little late for me. It's getting a little late for me. Beautiful.
What's amazing about this product is that it is actually not happening. There is no way that it's actually possible.
Your mic's not on. If you want to go into the other room, we'll be sure to get... My manager, John, is coming inside, and he's saying, kind of gesturing wildly, that my co-worker, Howard Phlegm, will shortly be stepping up to the microphone to reveal for us the details of this next thing. I hear some kind of aggravation outside. I can't tell... No, maybe it's inside. It's hard to tell. It's live radio, folks. I've just been told it's gone. It is gone. The Swingle Singers cut-up is gone. Let's read the price. What did it go for? An astonishing $649.95. That is fantastic. Mrs. Myra Fledge. Myra Fledge of, I think it says Pleasant Hill, California, has taken away this fantastic cut-up. That obviously a value you will cherish for so long, and that is fantastic. Oh dear, there's gunfire outside the studio at this point. It's obviously a very exciting time. What is going on out there? Weatherman, what's going on out there? I can see you looking out the window. What do you see? Oh, your mic's not on. You'll have to turn up your own microphone because the main mic's not on. Whoa, what is that sound?
Something's happening here. I don't know what it is. Are they that excited over there? Who knows?
What is that going on outside? I see some...
Sounds like the 4th of July.
It does. I see some big blue flashes. What was that, sir? They're shooting each other outside, right outside the window. It is a frenzy, a buying frenzy. Because this is crunch time on the Chopping Channel, and you see what happens. You can hear the bombs in the background. You can hear missiles of some sort. It's a brilliance. Oh, there goes. Oh, it's a brilliance that's absolutely beyond compare. And this has been an incredible hour. Incredible hour. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these we've sold in just 1 hour. Listen to the commotion. Listen to the commotion. Here comes Wobbly coming back into the studio to report that he's been wounded. My goodness, you're bleeding from your left arm. Did you step outside? Why the wound? Now your microphone is on. Well, you're very low, I think. But it's hard to tell because we know what a
mess
is.
We really don't know what mix actually is.
No, we don't. I agree. The blood's flowing profusely, and he is in shock. And, well, we're winding down this particular segment. Bud Good will be right back, and he'll be at the controls again. And then, of course, don't forget, 4 o'clock a.m., it's the Noise Barn on the Chopping Channel. When that occurs, we will be into one solid hour of extreme... the phone is ringing. We do have a call. Wobbly, you know how to get the phone patched to the board, don't you?
Really,
well, I do.
Okay, bye.
Hold on. Well, you'll just have to... Well, I can't. I have to get up. Hold on, caller. We're going to have to get to the phone patch because the producer's walked away.
Because it has given to anyone interested the opportunity not only to have fun with the mind, but also to test one's ability for ESP.
Since when is that supposed to be happening?
It was done at numerous universities throughout the world. This record contains a series of tests.
And not that I know of, unless they're planning something behind my back that I don't know about here. Who knows
about it?
I'd like to
testing themselves are not psychic phenomena.
Well, I've drank out of the bottles. You want the bottles I drank out of?
Or goes far back into our culture.
Well, I had one that I signed myself. I forced your name, but then I...
Oh, that's okay.
Then I poured it into the fish tank and I threw away the bottle. So I'd like another one.
Well, what kind
Anytime
of was it?
You hold.
Oh, it was just a standard, clear club soda.
Well, I don't know if I've got standard. Mine's blackberry flavor.
Over an upturned palm. Of a boy.
You can't make up your mind, can you?
The pendulum is going to swing back and forth.
Well, I'm not familiar with the blackberry flavor,
actually. It's Calistoga club soda. It's not really regular club soda, if you have to know.
But the moment you hold it...
Well, if those items come back on the auction block, just let me know.
Okay,
and
well...
I'll give you my customer number.
That'll be great.
All my credit cards.
I had absolutely no idea we were even doing that. That'd be really interesting. And then you don't mind if I drank out of it?
Oh, no, I think it'd be a hot item.
Originally...
You better clean it. I've got germs, you know.
Drink out of it if you want to.
Rare.
Okay.